Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Maaser Daf Ches. We are starting about the second line with a quote from the Mishnah, Kitnis Mashiach Bar, and a Vilzer's daf. It's right at the beginning of Hayomid Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarabas, Yaakov Maisha, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said the Gemara Melacha of Kitnis, legumes, is Mashiach Bar when the dirt is sifted out of them. Now the Gemara tells us, Tony, we have a Braisa, Aval Kaver who mixas, he could sift part of them, Vitarman a cover, Al Sha'ina cover, and he could take Truma and Maisus off of the sifted part for the non sifted part as well. Now we know usually this is not okay. We're not take of Truma and Maisus from something that reached Gemara Malacha onto something that didn't reach Gemara Malacha, so why is it okay over here? Amar of Elo, he answers, because it's normal for Balabatim to bring non-sifted legumes inside their homes and eat them like that, and therefore if he has sifted ones, he's able to take off from the ones that reach Gemara Malacha onto the ones that not yet reach Gemara Malacha. And my time, where do we get this from? How do we know that people eat not fully processed legumes? That's because we have a pasuk that says, Va'alafim, the ox trainers, Va'ayarim, and the donkey drivers, of the Adama, the ones that work the earth, Belil Chametz Yechelu, they'll eat it mixed with dirt, so we see that they eat it unprocessed, and therefore it's considered somewhat of a normal thing to do, and as long as a person has 100% processed and sifted legumes, so then he can take truma off from those for ones that aren't fully processed. Continuing on with another din, Kvar Rishus HaHekdesh, Upadayoy, let's say these kitnius were in the Rishus of Hekdesh, they were owned by Hekdesh, and then he redeemed them, making them his own, Me'achar Sheyachol Leicho Menu Arai, since at one point in time, he was able to eat from them Arai, Va'achshav She'enu Yachol Leicho Menu Arai, now he's not able to eat from them Arai, we have to add in the word over here, and this is very key, it's not as if a ma'isa was done in the rishus of hektesh, v'uchayev, and he's chayev. In other words, this din is different than other dinim of things that were in hektesh's rishus. We've learned previously that when something reached gemar malacha in the rishus of hektesh, and then the fellow redeemed it, it's not chayev in ma'isas, because when it reached gemar malacha, which is when it technically is chayev in ma'isar, it was in the rishus of hektesh, which is not chayev to take off ma'isar. What we're saying over here is that kinyas are different. So now we ask, Kasser Rav Chinna asked the following question about Tanuvi of Brasa. It says, shil v'kipa rishus of hektesh potter. If he drew some wine and he skimmed it when it was in the Shus of Hektish, and then he redeemed it, and now it's his wine, it's part from Trumas and Maestres, because it reached Gemara Malacha while it was by Hektish. So what's the difference between legumes and wine, for example? Omar, if you don't have any answers, Taman, Yef Shaloi Shaloi Yechbay Shaloi Lishloik. Over there, in all these different examples, it's impossible for it to be eaten without doing this thing that brings it to Gemara Malacha. And therefore, when it reached Gemara Malacha in the stage of Hektish, it's completely Pater. But Hach over here, in the case of legumes with Kinyas, if Shaloi Limrach, he doesn't have to do this Gemara Malacha stage, Dom Rav Ila, because we had just quoted before, Vahalaf and Vayar and Begaimer, and this pasuk tells us that people will eat these legumes even though they're not fully processed. So just because they were processed in the Rishos of Hektish, it doesn't mean that now they reach Gemara Malacha in Rishos of Hektish, and so they're potter from Maisus, because they were able to be eaten, and it's somewhat normal for them to be eaten even before they reach Gemara Malacha. And therefore, legumes in particular are different even though Gemara Malacha was reached while in Hektish's Rishos. The Gemara continues, Tani, we have a Braisa, Aval Kailat Tumitach Sakvar, Va'eichel, he could catch some of these kitnias when they're falling through the sieve, and he could eat them like that, Darach Arai. Even though we just said the Gemara Malacha of kitnias is Misha Yichbar, when he sifts the dirt out of them. So technically, the moment they're sifted, it should be usher to eat from them, all right? Over here, we're saying that as long as he catches them as they're falling out of the sieve, even though it was after sifting, he's still allowed to eat them in an all right fashion. And the question is, why is that? So Chesam based on top, the Gemara continues, we have two different opinions. Rav Chizda says, Shein Mechusar Luruach, because they're still missing the wind. Even though the dirt is staying in the sifter and just the legumes fall through, a little bit of unwanted product falls through as well, and that gets blown away by the wind. And since he caught the kitnias before the ruach came and blew away that unwanted stuff, it's still not considered 100% Gemar Malacha. We could technically say that it's 95%, but not 100%, and therefore he's allowed to eat them outright. However, Ela says, B'shem Rabbi Yasa, Shein Muchsar Nicha. That's because they're lacking resting on the floor. When they come out of the Kvara, the sieve, or the sifter, they have to fall onto the ground, or onto the table, or into the plate, whatever it is. And since they haven't yet reached there, and he caught them before they fell down and rested, that's still not considered Gemar Malacha yet. Now we plug these two opinions into our Mishnah, but Tanin and our Mishnah had said, Hayan Mishiekba, that wine reaches Gemar Malacha once he skims off the top, meaning he takes off all the things that floated to the top. And we said that even if he did that to the wine, which was in the lower part of the press, he's still allowed to take wine, which is in the upper part of the press, and drink it in an arai fashion. So, Manda Amar Shein Muchsar Nicha, according to Rav Ila, the kitnias have not yet reached Gemar Malacha, even though they went through the sifter, because in Muchsar Nicha, they didn't rest on the floor yet. Nicha, this makes sense. These two dinam are essentially the same. Even though the product that he has right now is basically perfect, since it's lacking Nicha, it's okay for him to partake in it in an arai fashion. The wine that he took hasn't yet flowed into the lower pit, and the kitnias haven't yet rested on the ground. But what about Manda Amar Shein Muchsar L'Ruach? Rav Chisda says that the reason why kitnias haven't yet reached Gemar Malacha is because we're still missing the wind blowing away those few impurities that are still there. Well, how does it match up with the wine? Even though he's taking wine out of the upper part of the press, we're assuming right now that that bit of wine that he's taking is pure and there's nothing mixed into it. And so according to Rav Chisda, he should not be allowed to drink it in an arai fashion. However, the Gemara answers, no, Muchsar B'Shmarav, it's still missing because it has the Shmarim in it. There are still few impurities in this wine while it's in the upper part of the wine press, and those get filtered out when it goes through the tube into the lower part of the wine press, and therefore it's still not considered 100% done, just like when we're talking about kitnias that are mechaser l'ruach. We have another question which is very similar. Hasar Rabbi Yonah bar Gidol, he asked the following. Batanin, we also learned in our Mishnah, Hashemen, when is Gemara Malacha for oil? Mishir Luka, once it goes down into the lower part of the oil press, which is the hold, that's where all the oil is stored. And even though that's considered Gemara Malacha of the oil, still, if there's oil in a different part of the wine press, in the netting or by the boards that are there, he's allowed to enjoy that in an Arai fashion. So once again, we have the same Cheshbin. Mandar Moshe Mechusar Nicha, according to Ilo, that kitnias have not yet reached Gemara Malacha because they're Mechusar Nicha, they didn't fall on the floor yet. Nicha, this makes sense because again, essentially, these are the same dinim. The product that he has right now is basically perfect, but it's lacking Nicha. If we're talking about the kitnias, they didn't rest on the floor yet. If we're talking about the oil, they didn't go down into the Uka, and therefore, he's allowed to partake from what he has in Arai fashion. But what about Mandar Moshe Mechusar Leruach? The Mandar Amar Rav Chisda, who says that by kitnias, it's not considered Gemara Malacha because we're still missing the wind to blow away those few impurities. What do we say about the oil? Even though it didn't go down into the uka, into the hold, we're assuming, just like we assumed by the wine, that the oil that he's taking from the netting area or from the board area is pure and doesn't have anything in it that needs to be sifted out. So he should not be allowed to partake from it in an Arai fashion. And once again, the Gemara answers, similar to its answer by wine, Mechusar Hu Lahatzil, it's still missing Tzalila. It's missing the purification process that it goes through when it falls down into the uka, and therefore there are still a few impurities. And again, it's only reached Gemara Malacha 95%, let's say, and not a full 100%, and therefore we have no question on Rav Chisda from the oil case either. We had said that when a person has this oil that he took from the other parts of the wine press, he could put it onto chamita, which is some sort of cake that comes out of the oven. He could rub it on, or he could put it into a dish that was transferred from the original pot it was cooked in into the serving plate. He could put the oil into there, and that's considered arai. Even though, as we said in the Mishnah, bishul is considered gemar malacha. That's a kavias for maestras. This is not considered bishul. So now the Gemara tells us, let's say he's eating something arai, and now becomes dark, it's Friday night, or he gave it to somebody else, meaning he sold this thing that he's eating to somebody else, it doesn't become tavel. And the question is, why not? We're going to see later on that Shabbos is a kaveh for Meisr, and Mekach is a kaveh for Meisr. Even though it hasn't yet reached Gemara Malacha, that's all of a sudden a kaveh for Meisris, and he's not allowed to continue eating from it in Arai fashion, and the same thing with a sale. So why are we saying over here that it's not so? He's eating something in Arai fashion and it becomes dark, or he sells it to somebody else, it's not tevel, and it's allowed to be eaten from an Arai fashion. So we're going to have two different opinions. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar, Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to say, B'nasan b'chamita b'tamchoy. We're talking about a particular case where he's enjoying oil that hasn't yet reached Gemara Malacha, and he had used it as chamita, or he had put it in his tamchoy, and then it became Shabbos, or he then sold it to somebody else. And since it's not be'en, we don't have the actual oil over here, because again, he had smeared it on his cracker or cake, or he had put it inside his dish. Therefore, mekel, that Shabbos, or mekach, are not kaveh for maestres. Aval b'nasan b'tzloiches, but if he has it in a little jug, nitbal, then it does become tavel because it's Shabbos or because he sold it. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu nasan b'tzloiches, even if it was in a little jug, loy nitbal, it doesn't become tavel. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Rabbi Yirmiyah's and Rabbi Yossi's explanations of why this is. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.